Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today, Jesse and I get to sit down and share with you lots of newsy updates. There's a lot that has gone on in the last few weeks since we have sat down together to record a podcast episode. And we just wanted to take some time to update you, family updates, as well as just some lessons that we have learned through the past few weeks. So I'm going to start out with, I had a really big trip that happened, something that I've been looking forward to for months. I actually had been hoping to make this trip happen for over a year, and it's kind of interesting where I went because I would not have thought that it would be something that I would have been really looking forward to. Jesse, is that a truthful statement?
I completely agree with that statement.
So I went to Disney. By myself, well, not exactly by myself, but without any children or husband. And let me explain to you kind of why this was a big deal. There are a few different reasons. First off, I did not grow up watching movies. We didn't really have a TV. I mean, we had a TV, but it was in a box that we kept in the closet. We pulled it out for things like 9/11 or something like that. So I did not grow up watching Disney movies. So Disney has never had that sort of
allure.
Yes, like childhood nostalgia. Like I there are a lot of Disney movies that I have not even seen. My kids have watched some of them and I've seen bits and pieces, and there are a few that I've watched the full movie, but I just don't have those connections. Like I don't know the songs, I don't know the storylines, all of that. But a number of months ago, I think it was August of 2023, I started working with Allie Worthington to have her coach me. She is a business coach. And it was something that I'd really been praying about. I can't remember if we've actually talked about this on the podcast, but it was one of those things where I'd really been praying for a mentor in my life and someone who was further ahead in business, further ahead in life and marriage, who had multiple kids, so kind of understood this whole thing of, you know, your heart being at home, but also making a full-time income. And I really was just praying that God would bring this woman into my life who also was passionate about Jesus and had her priorities in order. I truthfully and honestly did not think that there was this unicorn woman out there. And that shows my lack of faith. Like, seriously, because I remember I was praying and sharing with one of my close friends. She was also praying with me for this. And I remember telling her, like, I don't think I'm going to find anybody. But I kept praying, even though I didn't have a lot of faith. And for a few months as I was praying, there was a name that God kept putting on my heart. And it was Allie Worthington, because I thought she's a woman who would understand. And I thought maybe she knows someone who could be a good mentor to me. And so I was actually supposed to interview her for my podcast. I just said for my podcast, and I'm telling the story on the podcast. That sounds a little weird. For this podcast. And I, you know, just thought, I'm going to ask her when we are done with the interview if she has any ideas. And so I explained to her what I was looking for, and she goes, well, I'd be happy to be your coach and your mentor. And I was like, you would? I just assumed your plate was full. I would not want to put that on you. I didn't really know that this was kind of her full-time thing that she does, is coach women. And she actually has, I think at the time she had maybe more like 70 coaching clients. She has cut back a little bit. She now only has 60 because she's in the process of launching this app. And so she's been putting a lot of resources and time into that. But anyway, so that was August 2023, started coaching with her. And I remember after the first session saying to you, I can't even put into words how I feel investing in myself like this. I'd never done that. Like, I'd never hired someone just for me. I had no problem hiring somebody for the kids or, you know, something like that, but just for me.
Did it feel selfish?
Yes, but also it felt like this good thing of I'm actually prioritizing me. And so I don't think selfish, like I think in the initial thing to get over, like I'm investing this time and money into hiring somebody to do this for me. But after we had our first session and the questions that she asked me that just really challenged me, I was like, oh, wow, I need this. And so every other week we meet for 30 minutes on the phone. It has changed my life. And Jesse, you absolutely would agree with that. And I feel like the longer that she's been coaching me, the better I get at being able to prep for the coaching sessions so that I get the most out of them. I think in the beginning, she has you fill out these prompts and all of that. I know I've talked about that on the podcast before, and that's super helpful, but I didn't exactly know what I needed coaching for. Like I just knew I needed somebody. And now I keep a laundry list of all the things that I want to talk to her about. And it's just been so, so wonderful. So that was a long backstory to explain. So early on in our coaching, then she had explained to me how she has these client getaways that she does. And she said she'd love for me to come to one of them sometime. And so she had invited me to a few of them, and it just hadn't worked out timing wise. And also was that commitment again, kind of like we were talking about that selfishness thing or something of me investing in myself of saying, I'm going to leave my family. I'm going to take time away from them to do something that is ultimately for me. Now, after I've done it, I would say it's definitely not just for me. Like I have learned so much that is for the business, but also it is helping me, just like the coaching, to be a better wife and mom and friend and business owner, like all the hats I wear.
But not only that, it pours into you that helps me so that, you know, you have an outlet that you didn't have before that is priceless, really.
Yeah. And so anyway, one of the goals that we set for 2025 was for me to be able to go on one of these client getaways. And so you and I had talked about it and you were like, I want, this is something that I want you to do. Allie has impacted your life so much. I think this would be really good. So she invited me again. It was going to be in March and it was going to be in Disney World. See, I don't even know enough to know the difference. Orlando, Disney World. And I honestly was like, I really could care less about Disney World, but I want to be with these women that Allie has told me would, it would just really impact my life. So I signed up and I went. I didn't know any of the other women except for Allie. There were 13 other women. Oh, wait. So 12, including me. Sorry. So 14 women altogether with me and Allie. And I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what was I getting myself into. What was this going to be like? But I just prayed and I was like, okay, God, you've put it in my heart to go. Jesse's really supportive of this. I'm just going to trust you that there's something in this for me. And I was blown away at God's answer to those prayers. And there were so many things. Like, I would need multiple podcasts to talk about all the things, but I just wanted to share a few of the highlights for me. One of them was, there's something about the way that Allie just approaches life that really has rekindled this kind of childhood awe and wonder in me, or childlike awe and wonder in me. I remember it was the very beginning of the trip, and she told me, she said, I just stand in line waiting to get on these rides, thanking God for the amazing gift that He has given people to be able to create rides that can bring so much joy to our lives. And I'm like, I have never thought of something like that before, you know? And she just really has helped instill in me this, that, you know, as a creator, as someone who is giving out a lot, I also need to make sure that I'm pouring into myself. And one way that you can do that is by kind of getting outside of your work bubble. And so this Disney trip is very different than, you know, when you think of like a mastermind or something like that, which there's so much value in that. And I love my mastermind I'm a part of, which is also an answer to that prayer for mentors. But we spent much of the day, you know, out in the sun, the fresh air, riding rides, eating yummy food, but also there was so much value in all the time we spent standing in lines. Every single line we stood in, I ended up having a profoundly impactful conversation with someone. And either I was having the opportunity to pour into them or they were pouring into me. And I felt like I got hours of coaching, but also got to give out hours of coaching myself in areas that I am more gifted in. And I was so just inspired and encouraged, but it was all done in the context of so much laughter and so much fun and kind of just getting to be, you know, let your inner child out. And one of the things at the beginning, Allie was like, I'm going to buy ears for you because you don't have any Disney ears. And I'm like, literally inside going, oh, Allie, you don't know me. You do not know me. I am the person that is, everybody's like, we're going to dress up like such and such. I'm like, no, I do not. Those types of things are just, I've always been like, that's not me. Like, I do not like to dress up. I do not like to
stick out.
Yes. I do not like to do anything that is going to attract attention to myself. Mm. That is just something that makes me feel very vulnerable and awkward and all of that. So I was thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Like, this is so kind of her. I don't want to do this for me, but like, I'm not going to wear Disney ears. Well, then we get there. And the deal is that you have to get that, like, you're not going to stand out by wearing Disney ears at Disney.
It's almost the opposite.
Yes. If you don't have on ears, it's like, what's your problem? And so I get there and I'm like, you know what? Everybody's wearing ears like that. It's not weird. It's not weird. It's not over the top. It's not eccentric. Like, this is what everybody does here. I'm also like, who started this? But,
long time ago.
For those,
they used to have hats.
For like the, I don't know, like two people out there that don't know, maybe I need to explain. So basically at Disney, it's, I would assume it started with the like Minnie Mouse ears and then it just turned into now they have ears for every ride. Like you can get every sort of attraction, every sort of movie, every sort of everything. Like they have ears for everything under the sun. And so there's so many ears to choose from. It's a little bit overwhelming. But it was funny because so we went, it was a few hours into the day. We went into the store and she's like, okay, I'm going to buy you ears. And like, you know, here's a lot of different ears to choose from. And I'm looking at them going, I don't think I can do this. Like, this is so awkward. And I'm like going up and I'm kind of trying to put it on. But then I'm like looking in the mirror going, oh, this is awkward. I can't do this. So I put them back.
To be a fly on the wall.
I put them back and I was just like, I tried to act like I just wasn't like I was going to look for other ears. But inwardly, I'm kind of wrestling with like, what am I going to do about this? Because this is not me. And then I was just like, you know what? I started kind of preaching to myself, like, why am I so resistant to this? And why can't I just try it? Mm-hmm. Like, why am I telling myself I'm not a person who wears Disney ears? I mean, it's a silly little thing, but like, I think it applies in so many areas of our life where we approach something with, that's not me. I don't do that. You know, when we've never tried it, we've never done it. It's one thing if, you know, you've tried something like I've tried different sports and I can tell you, I am not a person who is good at playing sports. And everyone in my life who is a truth teller will agree with that. Okay. Unless it's laser tiger axe throwing and I'm having a good day. Otherwise, that's just not my gifting. And so there are things like that. But if you've not tried something to just approach it with resistance and say, I'm not that kind of person if you've never done it before. And so a few hours later, we go into the store and some of the other girls were going to get some. And I had seen these sparkly rose gold ears that I thought they were cute. I didn't really think they were cute on me, but I thought they were cute. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy them and I'm just going to put them on and I'm just going to wear them. And if I hate them after 24 hours, you know, I'm not going to wear them to bed or whatever. But if I, you know, if I've worn them and I'm just like, this is not me and I'm feeling really awkward, then I'm just, that's okay. But I'm going to make myself push through and try this. And so I did. And here's the funny thing. I actually kind of liked them.
Did you wear them out of the park though?
I did not wear them out of the park, but I did the second day then when we got there.
Did you wear them to the airport?
I did not wear them to the airport. I am not that diehard, okay? Although I would say that at the Orlando airport, you can wear anything Disney related, and no one is going to bat an eye. I saw all sorts of interesting things there. I felt like there was no one there who didn't come from Disney. But anyway, so I wore them the second day, and I was like, I actually really like these. I think they're cute and they make me happy. And I wore them the third day, and I came home and I saved them. And I'm really looking forward to being able to wear them the next time I go to Disney. And the fact that these words are coming out of my mouth is so crazy. And you're sitting there.
Where's my wife? Where did you put her?
And
who is this?
Yes, I know. And I think what I realized is, you know, just giving myself that permission that sometimes I feel like I have to be kind of this like put together, tight lipped. I don't know, just like, and to give myself the freedom to just live, to just try new things. And it was, there was just this gift in that of going into this situation where I didn't know anybody. And, you know, I had the best time. And honestly, you texted me, you hardly heard from me. And you texted me, you said, you must be having a great time because I haven't heard from you, which one, I love that benefit of the doubt that you weren't offended or hurt or whatever, but you were thinking she must be having a great time. And it was true. And then I sent you a text like, you will not believe how much I'm gleaning from this and how encouraging this has been and how good for my soul and how good for the business and all the different things. But I think it was just allowing myself to fully live and fully be in the moment and be fully present and just enjoy without feeling like there needed to be productivity. Because I think that I can oftentimes get into this check things off the box, check things off the list mode.
You don't have to do anything to get to that mode. You're just always there.
I live in that mode. And I think I let myself step outside of that mode. Mm-hmm. And almost, you know how they say that play is so good for adults? And I felt like that's kind of what it was. And yet, in the midst of that, you know, we're riding these rides and laughing till we're crying and screaming. And we're also having these great discussions about deep heart things and also about really practical business things. I got so much advice for leadership. We have made a lot of changes in the business and I've stepped back in and to a much stronger leadership role and got a lot of advice for that. We're getting ready to hire some new virtual assistants. And so I got advice for just expanding the team. There was a StrengthsFinder coach there who spent an hour while we were in the line, I think waiting for Avatar, I believe it was. And she just went through, I had taken the StrengthsFinder test ahead of time, and she went through all of my strengths and explained it to me. And it was so exciting and so encouraging to me to see how God has wired me and how he's given me these opportunities in my real life, everyday life to use the giftings that he's given me and to just recognize how I'm really stepping into those. And so it was just so many lessons that were learned from it. And I came home with my heart so full and also made these deep, rich connections with other women. And I'm so excited because I already signed up for the summer trip, which is going to be at a water park in Orlando. I don't know the name of it. And then at Discovery Cove, where apparently I'm going to swim with dolphins. So I don't think I'm bringing my ears for that, but
oh, you ought to put them on the dolphin.
But anyway, I'm just so grateful. I think of what?
You can swim.
They didn't say it was required that you had that you could swim. Okay, I'm going to float. Doggy paddle with dolphins. How's that? I can doggy paddle. But one of the things that I was thinking of, you know, those prayers that I prayed for a mentor and me not believing that God was really going to be able to answer that and how God has answered so abundantly above all I could ask or think. And given me so much more in this than I ever dreamed would be. And I feel like I'm just, there's so many things that I'm just learning and I feel like coming alive inside as a result of this. So I'm just really grateful.
Honestly, I don't think that the trip would have been the same for you had you not had that connection and time for the deep conversations
Because absolutely not. Yeah.
That is what made the trip for you.
Yes.
Because you enjoy that. You find fulfillment in that.
Yes.
It just fits you perfectly.
Yes. And that was, you know, one of my strengths was that. And it's very important to me to go deep. And also, you know, with it being a client getaway with my business coach, to really get a lot of coaching for the business as well. And so I thought it was brilliant because we did spend a lot of time standing in lines. And so we had these opportunities to really have these conversations while we're standing in line, and being intentional about that was so great. But then also it was broken up by so much fun as well. And so it was like the perfect combo of restoring your soul and refreshing yourself and having fun, but also really investing in the business and in yourself and in relationships too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there was something really deeply connecting. Ellie does a really great job of that, but there was something really deeply connecting between, you know, some of the women that I came home just feeling this strong, strong connection to, and we're already looking forward to the next time when we get to see each other and that sort of thing.
One of my real life friends was raving about this specific supplement on social media. And she talked about it so much and how it made her feel so much better. It really helped her pregnancy be so much smoother. And she's had a lot of kids. So I was like, paying attention to that. And she talked about it so highly that I was like, I need to check this out. Well, it is called DS01. It's a clinically validated 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. And because of her high recommendation, I started taking it myself. It's formulated with 24 strains that support your whole body, including reducing bloating, supporting radiant skin, supporting immune health, and strengthening the gut barrier. I have noticed that since I started taking it, I feel so much more energetic. And I love that. And I also love that it's super easy to take, 2 little capsules right before I go to bed. And it's like something that I'm doing for my health, a gift that I'm giving to myself without much effort at all. Maybe one of your goals for 2025 is to prioritize your health or to work on some areas where you feel like your health is not doing so well. This would be a great thing to check out. Ready to experience a probiotic that actually works? Go to seed.com/crystal and use code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/crystal, code 25crystal. If you want to set your child up for success, but maybe your child is struggling in a specific subject in school, or they're needing help with their homework and you just feel like, I don't know where to turn, I don't know how to help them. Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. It's designed to help kids really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. And I can tell you, Silas used IXL for his math class. He loved the real-time data that you would get. He's such a person who loves all the graphs and charts and that sort of thing, very different than me. And it really motivated him to see exactly where he was doing and how he was doing. And he actually wanted to work ahead because of the motivation that he got from IXL. This program has been proven to improve kids' grades. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's going to work for any of your kids. This is the cool thing. You know, every child learns differently, but IXL has used advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And I love this part. One subscription gets you everything. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. And if your child is struggling, this is such a smart investment. It'll also save you money because a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. And I love that IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Crystal Payne podcast show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I never knew that I could love a pair of jeans so much, especially a pair of jeans that was outside of the type of jeans I would usually pick for myself. Let me tell you about this. So Amoir is a site that is dedicated to helping women get dressed easily. It's a clothing rental membership, and it helps you to build a perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet, and then the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, you just swap them out for more new to you styles. Well, I did this, I took the style quiz, and they picked out this pair of jeans that was very different than a pair of jeans I would pick out for myself. But I was like, you know what? I love that this is going to challenge me to step outside my comfort zone. So I'm gonna try this. And I ordered them and I fell in love. So much so that I wore these jeans multiple times every single week, did not want to send them back. And I ended up buying them because I loved them so much. And that's one of the things that I love about Amoir. It helps you to define your personal style, to try things that are different than you usually would, because you don't have to feel like, well, if I don't like this, then I spent the money on it and it's going to sit in my closet and that's going to be wasteful. You can just send it back if you decide you don't like it and swap it out for something else. Another great thing is that if you are pregnant or you're on a fitness journey, Amoir can help you be able to not have to go out and keep getting a lot of new clothes. It can save you money because you can just order clothes at whatever size you are at. And then if that size changes, you can just send them in and swap them out for a different size. Right now, my listeners can give Amoir a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's $125 off. Just visit amoir.style/crystal. That's amoir.style, amoir.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Amoir today.
You also had a trip. So I came home on Sunday night and then Silas left early Monday morning to go to Arizona because his school does something called Week Without Walls. We've talked about this in previous podcast episodes. We've actually had the girls on to talk about their experiences when they traveled out of the country for their Week Without Walls. But since he's just in ninth grade, he didn't get any of the out of the country trips and just went to Arizona. But what was so cool about this is that he got to have an opportunity to serve with, is it Grand Canyon University? Is that?
That's the name of the school that they worked with. Yes. There was a Joshua something is who he went with, down with.
Yes. Like Joshua Adventures or something.
Yeah. Something like Expeditions.
Or something like that. Yeah. Yes.
So
they put it together.
Put it together and then worked with Grand Canyon University to do some various service projects. And it was really interesting, the service projects that they worked on. They have a outreach to refugees in the Phoenix area. And they put these pallets together from returned items from Amazon that Amazon, I don't know if they donate to them. I think that they do or they just have the shipments that or the returns sent to them. And then they create pallets for refugees that are in need. It's almost like some of the foster care ministries that we've worked with that have like the backpacks and things that they get created for the foster families and for foster kids. Same thing with the pallets. They're told, hey, this is what these particular families are going to need. These beds, these bunk beds, these couches, what have you. They put the pallets all together and those get delivered then to where the refugee families will be living.
Well, what was so cool is that I didn't realize. So Silas, because he has dreams for his future and goals and things like that. And so you had encouraged him to put together a list of, I think it was 10 schools that he's interested in going to. And we've kind of talked to him about really wanting him to be very proactive during his high school years, starting now. What can he do to, you know, be in the best position for what his goals are as far as college and beyond? And so I did not know. I had cannot connect the dots, and he does so much research and things on his own that Grand Canyon University was one of the schools on his list. And so I didn't know that. And I also didn't know that they were going to be serving.
Were they on his list, or did he put them on the list afterwards?
That is a great question. I don't know. He just, I was thinking you just told me it was on his list.
He put them on the list.
Okay. Okay.
So once he had that experience that he did.
I didn't realize that because I thought it was interesting that it was that he would have randomly chosen that school. I haven't actually gotten to sit down and have a big debrief with him because you guys just got back yesterday. We'll talk more about what you guys did. But anyway, what I just thought was so neat is that they ended up there, and then he was really impressed with the school, and it was just an opportunity for him to get exposure to the school. And, you know, we don't know what God has for the future, but he was really excited about what he experienced there and definitely is very interested in that as a possibility for the future. And so just, you know, seeing God's hand when there's these things that are unexpected, that it's not like we tried to make something happen.
Sure.
It just, God worked it out and stuff. And so that he got to be there and got to experience that. But then you flew down on Friday, because they were supposed to be flying back to Nashville, the whole group of kids that were there. And so instead, you flew down and met him in Phoenix. And then you guys got to have basically five-ish days to just have a guys trip together. So tell us about what you did.
Sure. So they were going to be flying back. Because of the way that the time zones work, and because it was Phoenix has it's its own time zone, really.
Because we found out they don't do daylight savings.
Yeah, that totally threw
and that happened like on the Sunday that you were there.
But they have their flights to Nashville are later in the day. So that group was going to be leaving like 5 o'clock in the evening there and get in about 10 o'clock our time. So I had to get in early enough that I could meet him before they all go to the airport. So I flew out of here about 5 and got there about 10 o'clock or so. Ended up meeting them with like an hour and a half to spare before they had to go to the airport. So that worked out really, really well. And
this was the first time, am I correct? This was the first time that you have flown by yourself.
By myself. It was so
weird. In a really
weird.
Long time. Like, when's the last time you've flown by yourself?
Probably going back to Kansas.
Oh, yeah. You went back to visit your family, but that was whenever Omar was in the hospital?
No. I'm thinking it was probably when I went back for the funeral.
That's right. Okay. So that would have been, I feel like that was at least 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you kept texting me. You're like, it is so weird. I feel like I'm missing things.
Oh, yeah. It was so strange. Like, where's my... Do I have all my bags? This is all I got? Really? Kids? Are there any kids I'm supposed to be
taking? I left a child somewhere. Like, yes.
Oh, man. But, Silas and I were going to make a spring training trip out of it. There are a lot of teams that are in the midst of spring training there around Phoenix. And so, we had gone there a few years ago, and he really enjoyed it. So, I thought, you know what? He's in Phoenix. Let's go ahead and make another trip out of it. And so, we were able to fit in 3 spring training games while we were there, and then fit in a couple college games too. We went to a Grand Canyon baseball game, and then we also went to Arizona State baseball game. And those were a lot of fun. We also did a couple other things that he enjoys doing. So I just wanted to take the time to invest in him and spend time with him. We're going to probably make this an annual thing and add Micah here.
Yes, Micah keeps asking, I want to go on a guy's trip. That's what he keeps saying. So I'm like, Maybe like another year or two. Yeah. I mean, he's getting pretty close to where he could actually go and really enjoy it.
We were gone, what, 4 days?
4 nights, 5 days, yes.
But who's counting?
I was, but...
But when I came back, he just seemed more articulate than when I had left. It was just fascinating.
Yes. Well, and it was interesting because that was the longest time that you have been away from me and some of the kids since right after Micah was born, like literally 3 hours after he was born, you left to go to Florida with Caitlin and Silas and David, because Silas had a baseball tournament down there, and that's just how it worked out with Micah's birth and all that. So I stayed back with Catherine and Kirsten and Micah, but they were so tiny at that point. Mm-hmm. And so you have had a few trips here and there, this is the longest that you've been away from them since Micah's birth.
Yeah.
And they really struggled. And it was interesting because the first few days, it was fine. But it was like by day three, they were just really out of sorts. And I just couldn't figure out. I'm like, are they eating enough? Am I giving them enough protein? I think they're sleeping well. Like we're doing a lot of different things, but we're not doing too much. We have downtime. They're not having too much screen time. Like I'm going through all the list of things that usually would cause them to be irritable and on edge and everything. And I couldn't come up with anything. It was just because you were gone. Because as soon as you came home, literally you walked in the door.
And their attitudes changed?
They completely changed. And the entire time you were gone, they were waking up multiple times a night and they were fussing and just like agitated with one another. As soon as you came home, they slept all night long last night. I did too, which was really nice. But it was so interesting to see. And it's just that reminder of, you know, kids really pick up on, and the security that you must bring to their life. Because honestly, I feel like I don't think when I leave, it impacts them as much. Now, I usually don't go. I mean, that was a longer time. Yeah, I feel like usually I'm not gone any longer than 2 nights, 3 nights max. And so I feel like that could have been the case as well. But it was just very interesting how you just had that calming effect on them. But I was so glad for you guys to get to go. And I think it's really important, especially, you know, Silas being 15. And I feel like he makes a lot of sacrifices because he has younger siblings. And so I'm just grateful for him to get to do things like that. Now, there was one eventful thing that happened while you were gone. And that was that Micah popped his elbow out. I don't know exactly how to say, because it isn't exactly that he dislocated his elbow, because it's nursemaid's elbow where it's like the tendon slips or something. But he was playing with Kirsten, and this had happened months ago. I was trying to remember how many months ago it had happened, but when it happened the first time, we didn't know because we had never had it happen with a child, and we thought he broke something. I mean, the way he was holding his arm and acting, and just like we could tell he was in so much pain. You took him into urgent care and they're like, oh, it's nursemaid's elbow. They put it back in. And then they said, he'll probably do this again and again. It's very common between ages 1 and 5. And so typically they say once they've done it once, it's much easier for it to happen again. So we were super careful with how we picked him up and how we played with him and all of that for a number of months. And then we just kind of forgot about it because it didn't happen again. And so then, of course, it happened while you're gone. And the funny thing is, okay, so the kids had been pretty irritable and there had been multiple things that had happened. David discovered that he could climb in the toilet. There was something that happened. Oh, Micah discovered fingernail polish and paint in his fingernails, and then was very upset because then it was stuck on. So I had to work really hard to get every bit of the fingernail polish off of his fingernails. And then right before he popped the elbow thing, a child who will not be named got into a 5-pound bag of sugar that was in our pantry downstairs and dumped the whole thing all over the basement. And so we had spent 45 minutes, me and this child, cleaning this up, which, by the way, I found that sugar does not come out of carpet easily. No. And even with a vacuum, there's a lot of grains of sugar still in our carpet. But I worked really hard, got it all scrubbed up, got it all taken care of. And so right as I was finishing up, Kirsten and Micah were roughhousing, and then this happened. David was asleep up in his bed, and nobody was here with me. Caitlin was at work. Catherine was 45 minutes away at school, you know, where she lives. And I was like, what am I going to do? Because Micah's writhing in pain. And I'm thinking, I don't really want to take these three young kids, get David up. And he also knew as soon as he was going to get up, he was going to need to eat. And so then he was going to be really grouchy because he was really going to need to eat. I'm like, I got to help Micah, but do I take all three? So I call you and I FaceTime you, and you look at him and you're like, yes, that's what it is. Like, based upon how he's holding his arm and everything. Yep. And so you get on YouTube and you send me a video, and I'm looking at the video and I'm going, I don't know if I can do this. Especially because Micah did not want me to touch his arm. Mm-hmm. And especially because I was going to have to do it all by myself because there's nobody else to like hold on to him. Well, and I was just like, I got to try. And so I did exactly what the video said, and I heard this pop, and it was really weird. But he still did not know that it was fixed. And so I'd read that it said, like, give him a few minutes. So I gave him a few minutes, and then I was like, it's such bribery, but I was like, do you want to watch something on my phone? Which, like, we don't let them watch stuff on the phones. So, like, that's a big, big deal. I was like, do you want to watch something on my phone? He's like, yes. And I said, okay, well, all you need to do is raise your arm up. And he's like, I can't do that. And I said, just try, just raise your arm up. Well, he was highly motivated. And so he raised his arm up, and it was like, he started really tentatively, like, pulling it up. And then he goes, he like shot it up in the air, and he goes, it's fixed. I literally cried tears of joy. I was so grateful because I was just like, thank you, Jesus. Like, and also feeling really empowered. Yeah. Like, I did that with a YouTube video, you know? So you just never know what YouTube's going to come in handy for. But that was an interesting adventure to happen while you were gone. So go ahead.
You know, I just thinking back to our trip, and I just like to see little snippets of character in our children. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoyed watching is, you know, when we're at these ball games, there are kids all over the place, you know, yelling for balls, yelling at players, trying to get people to sign autographs. I'm like, this gets annoying. And Silas had his glove with him. And we all the games, we sat in the berm section, just in the outfield. It was hot, but it was a lot of fun. And we were right by the Royals bullpen. And he got probably total about 8 balls. And we went home with 1. Because he gave all of them away. And other people noticed. And they made, in fact, when he got the last one before we left. And there was a couple of people was like, hey, give it away. And one of the other kids was like, he's given 8 balls away. And it was really cool just to see that he has that giving heart to give to the little kids that are around and not be a ball hog. So
I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, go ahead.
But then he got an autograph on that ball from the one player that he was really wanting to get an autograph from.
Oh.
So is the Royals' number one prospect. So
you mean the ball that he got to bring home? That, or did he give away the ball that had the autograph?
No.
Okay. So
he put that one in a sock.
so he hid that one.
Yeah.
that's really encouraging. And I think just, you know, like, getting to see, I've just seen so much character in our older kids recently, and it's just been so encouraging to my heart as a parent, because there are a lot of days, you know, like when you were gone, there were just a lot of moments that there were a lot of challenges, but just that reminder that this, what I do in the day in and the day out, the training and this, you know, teaching and the loving and the hugging and the talking to and the spending time with and all of that, like, it all matters, and it's all important. And one of the coolest things was then Catherine chose to not go on a spring break trip with friends. She chose to be at home because that's what she wanted to do. And so she came home on Saturday night. She came home. I was home Friday and all day Saturday with the kids because Caitlin was at work both those days. But Saturday night she came home, and then she helped me Sunday, Monday, You guys came home Tuesday, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and was just a massively huge help. And I was so, so, so grateful. And she even cleaned out the pantry and cleaned out some other kitchen cupboards for me that I really wanted to get clean for a while, and just was just such a gift to me. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm also really excited because one of the things she wanted to do instead of going a trip with her friends was she wanted to do a spring break trip with me. So we are getting ready to, literally in a few hours, she and I are flying to Charleston, South Carolina, and going to spend the day tomorrow, all day tomorrow, at Isle of Palms, South Carolina, because she wanted to go to a beach. And so I Googled on the Google search flight engine thing. You can search where it's anywhere in the world. And so I searched the dates that we had available and the times we had available for direct flights and found a beach that had a really inexpensive flight. That was Charleston. And so, Isle of Palms. And so we're going to go there and do that. And I'm really excited about that and just grateful for the opportunity. You know, I was thinking, Jesse, for you letting me go to Disney and being so willing to do that. And then I got to kind of return the favor while you and Silas went. Now, then you're returning the favor while me and Catherine are going. And I just think, you know, the willingness to work together and to be flexible so that we can have time with our older kids or time to just pour into us and refuel our tank and everything is just, I'm just grateful for the gift. And I feel like that it's something that it's taken us years of marriage to kind of get to that place of just both of us have that mutual understanding that it's so good for us. Mm-hmm. But I'm just grateful and I'm excited to go with Catherine, and I will report back on our next podcast episode that we hopefully do in 2 weeks with you and I, what we did in Isle of Palms, because I told her to research and I asked on Instagram. And so we'll see what we come up with. We have a hotel and no plan. So,
which is for you, absolutely amazing.
So we will see what tomorrow holds, and I'm just excited. So thanks so much for joining us today. I hope that you have a great week. We will be back next week with an interview, and then in hopefully 2 weeks, we'll have another podcast episode with me and Jesse. As always, if you have any feedback, if you have any thoughts, if you have constructive criticism, if you have any questions, if you have anything that you would love for us to address on a future podcast episode, just send a message to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.